Residents and advocates are pushing back on a Jenkintown borough policy that outlines how the local police should interact with federal immigration agents. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
Jasmine Rivera is executive director of Pennsylvania Immigration Coalition. She says the Jenkintown policy falls short of the welcoming policies adopted by other communities that define how local law enforcement should interact with ICE.
The big piece around being a welcoming city policy is that without a judicial warrant, there is no need or reason for local government employees to be using local tax dollars to assist ICE. And what we see in the Jenkintown policy is still continuing to communicate with, share data, and collaborate with ICE without a judicial warrant.
Police Chief Thomas Scott says the policy was meant to respond to a need for clear directives on how to deal with ICE. He says officials are receptive to the feedback.
We're not going to just dismiss this. We are a welcoming community. We are not one of these communities that's going to be actively engaged in trying to not treat everyone with dignity and respect.
Rivera says she applauds the current policy's language around not sharing information with ICE if immigrants are victims of or witnesses to a crime, if an immigrant is charged with a motor vehicle violation, and if they are a juvenile. The borough does not have a timeline for when the policy will be updated. Emily Neal, WHYY News.